The UK Report.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. Given my experience with traffic in your great city last week, I'm not surprised you're going to put a tax or a new charge on polluting vehicles. You need it.
Yeah, and it comes. Do you know what? London's sort of dotted with these low-emission counter-pollution road signs. And for years I've wondered what they're for and why, and now suddenly it makes sense. Because, yeah, as of today, we have a toxicity payment, a T-charge, for the most polluting cars, trucks and buses. Basically, it's almost every vehicle, that is over 10 years old will incur this £10 charge for going anywhere near central London. This, of course, is on top of the £11.50 congestion charge. And also, if you don't pay these things, you can get fined up to £200 after a month. So we're talking a minimum $40 a day to drive into London. Of course, that's on top of the parking, which will cost you at least $40 a day, and an average speed in central London of 8 miles per hour. Why would anyone ever drive into London would be the question I'd ask.
Well, after being there for the last couple of weeks, I can answer. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't. Antibiotics, no. I never take them.
Well, probably quite right too. But here, we've got this new health campaign here encouraging people to think again and not ask for antibiotics, and of course for doctors not to prescribe them. Of course, in some cases, they're absolutely necessary, but overuse of antibiotics is making infections drug resistant. This isn't just a British thing, of course, this is a worldwide thing. And so there's a load of worrying stats. 5,000 people died in England last year from drug resistant infections. By 2050, it's estimated more people will die like this than from cancer. England's chief medical officer has already warned of a, quote, post-antibiotic apocalypse. So the new and catchy campaign slogan for this, for both people and doctors, is antibiotics are wonderful pills, but don't ever think they'll cure all your ills.
Gee, what genius thought that up?
I know, set to music as well in a sort of country style. I thought I'd better not sing it, though, Steve.
No singing from you today, Adam. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.